We got faith in God.
Come on, man.
Compared to God, troubles are nothing.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, when we let God in to the troubles, I'm telling you, everything else just begins to melt away because His glory and His power is more than enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In your marriage?
Yes.
In your finances? I was thinking about, you know, the media. I turn them off pretty quick. I don't listen to news too much, you know, and I just don't. It's not because of now. I've always been that way, you know, and because the media. But now, you know, they're just like the devil. They want you to hear what they want you to hear.
Right.
They want you to know what they want you to know, and only what they want you to know. Well, that's how we know that's what the way the devil is. He just wants you to believe his lies and his ways and his thinking in your life. But the Bible's truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Give me that. Give me a James chapter 1, I believe. James chapter 1.
What verse?
Just go chapter 1 through 3 or 4, maybe.
Start at one.
Start at one.
Yeah. Give me one verse. We could go backwards, couldn't we?
I barely go forward.
Yeah. James, the servant of God, of the Lord, Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Then he said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Did you know that we have faith because we know the will of God? I'm here today in ministry because I'm in the will of God, and I know I'm in the will of God.
Amen.
I know I started this church in the will of God. I know that He spoke to me to start this church. And I mean, I've been through some hell for 20 years at different times in the will of God.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord, I knew this building down here was going to belong to us way before we got it. I'm mowing the yard, and God said, He told me one day, He said, I want you to take some anointing oil and anoint it while I'm mowing. So I took some oil, and while I was mowing, I poured oil around it and anointed it. That other building down there, we didn't have it. And the Lord I told the Lord I'll never borrow money and put the ministry in debt. We don't know nothing, you know. We went all the way ever since nearly started. I owned some on the building. The church finished paying it off, praise God. And but that's a problem when God tells you to do something and you done made up your mind not to borrow it. That creates a problem. So you have to inquire of the Lord. Lord, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this, Lord? And then He gives you instruction. Gives you instruction. How many knows that's faith in God in your life giving you instruction? When He gives you instruction, there's faith in that instruction.
Amen.
There's faith in there to carry out what you can't see. And so I did what the Lord said. I went to the guy and told him we're going to buy it. And I told him I had a problem. He said, what's that? I said, we don't borrow money. He said, well, I'll just finance it to you. I said, well, I have another problem. He said, what's that? I said, we don't pay interest. He said, why don't you just tell me how much you want to pay every month? I said, I already figured that one out too.
That's right.
I told him all that. Well, we didn't pay no interest. We said we set our own payments, set our own down payment, and then when they closed out in there, see, and I'm telling you this for a reason. This was God, just like it was getting the $1,000 to India. God had told us. Well, I get up in there and I said, we'll never make that many payments. And I walked out. And I started right then believing God that it would be paid off early.
Yeah.
then it would, that the money would come. And you know what? There was a bunch of people quit church about the time that we got that, and we couldn't afford it in the natural when we got it.
Yeah.
I talked to the secretary, can we afford it? Nope. I knew it was God. Couldn't afford it. When you can't afford it, now you gotta look beyond the natural. You gotta use faith to be healed. You gotta use faith to get your healing manifest in your body. It's already been done 2,000 years ago, but you've got to use your faith and find the will of God in there. Praise God that you're not supposed to be sick. You're not supposed to be weak. And you've got to get on the word of God that keeps your faith elevated, and that the confidence in God is there and draws the healing anointing or draws the financial anointing to you. And so they left, and I'm like, glory to God, glory to God. Well, you know what happened? People, Doris backslid on the Lord over there, started tithing.
Yeah.
Right after they quit.
She wasn't coming to church.
She wasn't coming to church. Backslid on the Lord, I guess. It wasn't right yet. And God told her, start tithing over here. Ain't even coming to church.
Glory to God.
Well, that was our faith at work.
Amen.
That wasn't her all of a sudden decided that. That was Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know what? Praise God. Money cash started coming in. I'm like, glory to God. I want to come to church. Anybody else want to quit? We're getting rich for people quitting. Hallelujah. See, your faith goes beyond the natural. It begins to move the supernatural things of God. God's already supplied. God's already moved. He's already done it. Me and you get into a place, praise God, to where we release that force from us like God does. And I'm telling you, things has to move.
Amen.
We paid that off early.
Yep.
We paid that building off early, man. He didn't really want me to, because he gonna have to pay, you know, luxury tax, whatever it is. He wanted it drawn out. But I hated it for him. We popping $1,000 a month on that baby. Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you.
We
paid
$27,000 for that now then.
Yeah, $27,000. It was boom, boom. The money just come in. Then you're like, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain.
Amen.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord. We got to be in agreement with Him.
Amen.
We're trading our sorrows. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he says, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you get the time. Count it all joy when things happen unexpected financially. Count it all joy when things ain't working in your favor. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. He didn't say count it all joy when everything's going good. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works endurance.
Yep.
Endurance. I was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking about how God had begin to deal with me about letting my yes be yes and my no, no. You know what I mean? Just be clear. Make everything clear. Don't have no, you know, just let everything just be straight up. God began to, and I was thinking about process. Going down the road, I was telling David, I said, some people don't like process. You know, and he said, that sounds like a sermon. I said, well, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe I need to pray about that. Process. Then I started thinking about process. I started thinking God has a process that He works in my life.
Amen.
He has the process. When I was born again, he sent me to a church. I thought I was okay, Mac. I thought, I'm saved, man. I mean, that's all I am saved, but I was still all messed up. See, your mind don't get born again. Your flesh don't get born again. We get born again, our inner man. We're born on the inside. And then we have to start a process of retraining our mind, training our flesh. I've trained my flesh to praise God.
Come on.
I told somebody the other day, I said, I've got a stronghold in my life. I said, it's Jesus. I got a stronghold. I'm not going to live without him. I'm going to let him do the process in my life. See, you got to renew your mind to the word of God. If you're going to do this and let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect or mature, entire, wanting nothing, that will happen if you'll do the other. If you will let patience have, let endurance work. In other words, stop quitting. Stop folding. Stop letting your mind run off over there. You are a king and a priest unto God, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation to bring forth praises to the Lord, the Bible says. And the Bible says in Psalms over there, he said, in the time of trouble, he said, I will put you in a pavilion. Put you in a screened in. I looked up the word pavilion years ago when the Lord happy to do a sermon. He said it's a screened in place. And I thought about, you know, you can set out in the summertime some places and you got to have off because them mosquitoes will just tote you off.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, if you've got a screened in porch, the mosquitoes can't get in there to get you. Well, that's kind of what the protection of God was talking about, but not just against mosquitoes.
That's right.
He says, but let patience have her perfect work. It's working. If I don't quit it.
Amen.
If I don't quit it. I thought about it this morning. I thought, you know, that we're all in a process. And I thought about the process of gaining and building and maintaining faith, gaining and building confidence in the Lord. I'm more confident in him now than I've ever been.
Right.
Because I've seen him come through more in my life now than I ever have. Hallelujah. Give me Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through maybe 15. You figure out a Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through maybe 15. Look at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How many knows there's tricks of the devil?
Yeah.
I mean, but the Bible says we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Yeah.
But you know, if we don't get in that word, if we don't renew our mind to that word, and we don't maintain, you know, a level of mind state on the Lord, I'm telling you, you'll fall for the traps of the devil.
Yeah.
You'll fall for them, praise God. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He says, wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Give me another two or three of them, maybe. I want to get down to that shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all that, he said, taking the shield of faith that you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Amen.
How many know faith is the force of God that puts you in a place to where the enemy can't penetrate you? It's above all taking the shield of faith. And I've heard Christians, but I don't feel like I got no faith. Quit feeling. Quit feeling. Take the word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit, the Bible says in the same chapter there. Take the word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is what causes you to have faith. Okay, just like Isaiah 54:17. It says, no weapons formed against me will prosper. I put me in there. Now I can say, no weapons formed against you will prosper, but you got that. My word ain't going to cause that not to happen. It's going to be whether you take that shield of faith, whether you take that word and say, this is a weapon, and it says it cannot prosper against me. Now when you take a stand on that word, just that scripture, there is the shield of faith that you can't see. Now that thing will come. The weapon can come, but it can't prosper. If you take a stand on that word. Just like today, I'm against all sickness and disease. I've been for 20-something years. Nothing new to me today. And sickness and disease is of the devil, dark side. Good things come from the Lord. All good things come from the Lord. God is a good God. God is a healer. God don't change. Jesus said he's the same today, yesterday. God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy God, and I don't change. So it's not because of just what's going on right now. I'm just against right now. I'm fighting against COVID and the variants and all that, and teaching you to take the shield of faith. Praise God, and use it. Yeah. Some say, well, you're just political. I'm not talking about political. I'm talking about I'm not going to get it. I'm taking the shield of faith according to Psalms 91. No plague going to come near my dwelling. No plague come nigh your dwelling. No plague, if it comes here, has to die. I'm going to have the stance of faith in it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You know, and so I'm going to say this because I did something over the weekend. I talked to somebody that, in person, not news, not the TV, I want to know firsthand what is going on concerning the shots and stuff. I am not anti-shot. I'm not anti-doctor. Go do whatever you feel led to do. But use your faith rather than put your trust in something that is not sure.
That's right. Come on.
So I did a study. Somebody in the family, close, that I can talk to and trust, got the COVID. Got over the COVID. Got vaccinated fully. Fully vaccinated. Got the COVID again. So got over the COVID, getting over the COVID. So I thought, well, I want to know firsthand, I really want to know how was the symptoms, you know? Because my recollection from what I thought is, they were saying, if you get it, you won't, if you get vaccinated, you won't get the virus. Well, now, a little bit later on, that's not the case. I mean, now the case is, it's not going to be as bad if you do get it. Why don't you just try to stick to the first plan, lie devil? See, that's the way he does. Well, it's okay to worry a little bit. You got to worry a little bit. No, worry's sin. Worry's fear. Worry opens you up to the enemy. And so I asked the person, I said, I've got a personal reason I'm asking you this question. I said, because I personally want to know firsthand the truth about, you know, not hearsay. I said, was your symptoms better after you were vaccinated or Were they worse before and better? He said, no, I couldn't tell any difference. He said, the only thing really I can tell that I know is I didn't die before I got the virus, and I didn't die,
vaccination.
He said, I didn't die before and I didn't die after, but I felt the same both times. And I said, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I like true fact information is what I like. And so I thought, okay, now that you can get it after you vaccinated, I got to get all the vaccinated people to get their faith out of the shot into the Jesus, into the Word, into faith, hallelujah. Take therewith the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Take a stand that COVID ain't coming nigh me, or the variant, or the flu this winter, or the tick fever, or the monkey fever, or the gorilla glue, whatever it is.
That's right. Come on.
They're working on some more to turn loose now. See, look, they saying now that COVID's never going away. It's going to be like the flu, just going to be around, floating around all the time. What are we going to do? Suck mask the rest of our life?
Nope.
Are we going to shut down life?
Nope.
Are you going to let off the rider shut your body down?
Nope.
Now I'm off of COVID. Or are we going to take the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts? Are we going to live life in faith in God and drive out sickness and disease from among us? He said that he would take sickness and disease from among us if we'll serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, they limited him in the wilderness. He brought them out. The Bible says there was not one sick, not one weak, and they was not broke when God led them out of Egypt. He had them to borrow the enemy's gold and silver and take it with them. That's how they built the golden calf. I mean, they built the gold calf out there. Mm-hmm. God's people have been broke from the beginning. That ain't so. They was rich. And the Bible says there was not one sick or weak. The Bible says their shoes didn't wear out in the wilderness. But the Bible says in Psalm 78, it says they limited the Holy One of Israel with their unbelief. They started complaining. They started speaking negative. See, you can start speaking negative over your life. People's like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong with that church over there? People ain't staying. And they're the very ones that left.
Yeah, come on.
It's people like you. Ain't nothing wrong with us.
That's right.
Right? I mean, they say I sacrificed black cats. I'm going to shoot them running around on the church. But you know, that's not going to change my stance. That's not going to change my stance that God called me here, God anoints me here. That God called you here, God has anointed you here. I've had people try to get the church to leave with them, and I'm the last one found out about it. Don't go start their own church. Want everybody here to go. I'm the last one to find out. And I want to say, well, adios, amigos. I'm not going. I'm not leaving. All of that didn't change my stance. Well, God, if everything would go good and people would get things straightened out and get everything straightened out, Lord, I could have a good time. And I'm going to have a good time in Him because I'm going to keep the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil, praise God. Give me that Psalms 91, verse 1. One through maybe 9 or 10, Beth. He that dwells, somebody say dwell.
Dwell.
That means stay. That means don't come in and out. Don't come in and out. See, I've done a sermon one time, Roller Coaster Christians. You know, and it reminded me of a roller coaster, you know, the way I've seen some Christians, you know. I mean, one minute they're up on top. Then they go down, whoo, and they're down. Up, down, up, down, up, down. up there. You know, and I got that from myself. The Lord told me one time when I'd get down in the valley in the mully grub, oh, poor old me, poor old me, poor old me. And then before you know it, I'd go to church and I'd be like, glory to God, hallelujah. Then the second by tears down, oh, poor old me. And then Wednesday, and the Lord told me, he said, you're a roller coaster Christian. He said, you're going to have to grow. He said, you're going to have to take a stand where you're not up and down spiritually, up and down. Where you're just straight across, man, you're going up, praise God. Well, then it's scriptural. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. We're not to stay in one level of faith. We're not to get born again and then not grow. We're to get born again and feed on God's word, fasting, and pray. I mean, those fasting is a good thing. It humbles our flesh. It causes us to be submissive to the Lord. Fasting is a really good thing that a Christian, I believe, ought to do often. I believe we ought to personally ourselves fast often. You know, before the Lord. Lord, I set this day aside, Lord, to draw close to you, Lord. That it will get rid of any unbelief in my life, Lord, if there's any there. You want to know how to get rid of unbelief? Starve it. Starve it. Don't feed it. Well, it feels like we're not going to make it. That's feeding it.
Yeah.
You're feeding it. Just like you dead arthritis or whatever garbage was in my arm, took me a week to have to drive it out. You think I'm kidding you? I don't tolerate sickness and disease around and in my body, praise God. I'm going to have and keep and maintain faith in it. And I drove it out. I drove it slap out.
Amen.
Drove it out. Well, I ain't gonna live that way, Matt. Trying to get my keys out. Oh. I'm going to try to get my keys out of my pocket and pain shot clean up into my shoulder bones. See, it feels like it's in your bones. Make you not even want to get your keys. Well, black God ain't going to live that way. So I just took my hand, black God, and I just said, I bind you. In the name of God, I command you to loose and go. Hallelujah. Get out of my arm. This body belongs to the Lord. He bought it. He bought me with a price. This is the temple of, I'm telling Satan, you ain't going to dwell in me through sickness and disease.
Yeah.
It's like chanting, that again, I'm going to run in that church, boy. You go, cowboy. Ride it. Well, his feet give him problems. Well, you know what? He's done learned. Them feet belong to me, man. Devil ain't put nothing on me. Well, we just getting older. Yeah, but we don't have to get weak. The Bible says the outward man perishes, but the inward man is what? Renewed. If the inner man is strong, the outward man will be stronger. How do you think they outrun chariots of horses? How do you think they towed in gates of the city? How do you think, praise God, that 80 years old, and he says, give me that mountain you promised me 40 years ago. 80. They didn't know how to die till sin entered in. That's why we're going to live forever. But see, some people say, well, it really don't matter here. I mean, we're just passing through. Yes, it does. Jesus told me you to occupy, to subdue. He said, occupy till I come. Keep your body healed. Keep your mind sharp. Stay under the anointing. Go forth. Lead people to Jesus. Get them born again. Get them saved, hallelujah, where they can live a good life, where they can be healed, where their needs can be met, where they can reach the world for me. Just like they say over there that we're Josephs. This church is Joseph. See, that don't mean maybe a lot to us. None of us probably ain't been hungry in 30 years.
Right.
We just think food we go eat.
Right. Yep.
We ain't even hungry yet.
Right.
I'm sitting there right after supper, and I'm thinking, I'm going to get me a mater, man. I'm hungry. Ain't no way I'm hungry. I just need a big supper.
That's right. Come on.
See, over there, they see the supernatural on us. Over there, you know, just like going in the bank telling me maybe that's a sign that you're not supposed to send that money. Come to heaven, count it all joy when I fall in the dirt, the verse tells you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say run when trouble hits you. Run when sickness and disease come. Just call in the bait and give in to it. Poverty, same way. You need to walk around saying, I'll never be broke again another day in my life. Let God, the blessing of the Lord makes me. Now, you need to obey the Lord and work where you're supposed to work and go. Stay where you're supposed to stay and all that stuff. Find the will of God, and then pursue the will of God, whatever the will of God is for you. See, I don't know what the will of God is for all of y'all. Now, I just don't like the word. Well, that's lazy. L-A-Z-Y. Lazy.
Bless
him, Lord. Don't grab something else. You know, you can hang out with that. I ain't hanging out with you right at work, Dad. I go, man. Go. Just go. I mean, I've worked lazy clean out of me through the blood of Jesus.
Right.
Praise God. I mean, I used to be kind of, you know, when it comes to work, lazy. I'd work hard to make sure everybody else is doing the work, not me. Now I'm like shoving everybody out of the way, let me do it. Hallelujah. Don't work, you don't eat.
That's right, come on.
If I don't work, they cut my lights off. I'm the Alabama Power, a bunch of idiots. They don't love nobody. They ain't in there to love you, they in there to light you. Light you up. Yeah, I give a guy, bought him a car, helping him out, give him a title on it. He decided he wasn't going to work. Then I decided, well, I ain't giving it to you. You want to quit me? You're going to pay me. Well, I called him up. He says, I got the title. You already cussed me a little, you know. I got the title. I said, oh, you just don't know who I know. I said, I'm giving you till, I don't remember the whole thing. I said, I'm giving you till then to get my money. I said, I helped you off of your feet, and I'm going to help you back on your feet.
Right.
He believed me. I couldn't have got no more got that car than that thing could. He believed me, Johnny. He believed me. I got word to him through something. I thought, I'm smarter than he is. I know Jesus. I'm smarter than the devil. If you're serving the devil, Christians are smarter than you are. Don't mean they're better than you are. But we got insight. We got some anointing that we know all things, the Bible says. We're smarter than the average Joe. We're anointed by the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. We have the mind of God. The Bible says, put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. They thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Man, we're heirs. And so I thought, well, I've got lawyers, man. I've done lawyers work around Blount County for a long time. You know, and I thought, well, I'm going to give you till now. And I got the word to him. You know, if he don't call me, the next day I'm going to a lawyer. Well, I was going to go to a lawyer and send him a letter. Let him send him a letter. That's about all I could do. Hope for the best. But you know what? He didn't know that. He did, but the anointing on your life puts the devil to flight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thought, well, but God, I'm not going to do this. So I told him, I said, if you don't call me by tomorrow, I'm going to the lawyer. Then he sent me a text. I've got the title. You can't make me pay you nothing. I know I owe you, but you done messed with the wrong. He sent it all to me. And I said, look what you just sent me. Thank you. I thought, now I got proof. He knows he owes me. He knows, and the lawyer's gonna know. Now I really got proof. He sent it to me. Ain't that smart? Should've just called me, baby, and told me. I got it all text now. So now I really got him. I got him by the ankle upside down. It's just a matter of time, it's coming out. I'm just like holding him up there, man. I'm like, he's over, he can't sleep. Oh, he brought me money.
Bless.
He come on, man, I got $400. Can you wait? I said, give me that $400. I said, me and you's even. Yeah. I just want to let him know. You know, you don't do Christians like that. Yeah. The devil don't do us like that. I'm not going to beat him up or nothing, but he paid me for my car that I was going to give to him. So we got to be careful how we let the enemy come into our thoughts and take advantage of us, hallelujah, because God is a good God, and he has good gifts for us and a good future for us. Well, I can't tell you, I'm going to get out of this mess. We'll go home and fast and pray and get before the Lord and turn on some praise music. Begin to praise your way out of it. Begin to praise God and thank him in advance for the answer. Thank him in advance. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about who was it? Peter in jail, and they prayed him out.
Yeah.
Peter was in jail. And they prayed him out. I thought about Paul and Silas. They in jail at the midnight hour. I mean, they've been beat and whipped. They're not just been put in jail for a little. I mean, they've been beat and whipped and put in jail. And you know what? They're not in their room and dirty cops and dirty cops. Now, the Bible says they begin to sing praises unto God.
Amen.
At the midnight hour. They begin to pray. I can just imagine what could they be saying? Praise you, God, that we're thrown in jail, Lord, for you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for your. I don't know what they begin to sing praises, and you know what? The power of God came. The power of God came and shook the whole place and opened the jail. I mean, it opened the cells. But the anointing was there. They didn't even want to leave. They didn't even leave.
Amen. Praise God.
Guy told me one time, he said, I can't serve God in jail. I said, Paul did. You know people in jail? You just encourage them to get on their knees and serve Jesus in there. You get down and praise Jesus in the jailhouse. That's what I did when I went to the jail. Mr. Weston, can you get me out there? I'm not here for that. I'm not a bail bondsman. I'm a preacher. Well, preachers ought to get us out. No, but not in Bell's Bondsman. They got them, remember? You done used them 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. You're not used to being not a Bell Bondsman. I'm here to get you right with Jesus. Right. If you get right with Jesus, you'll need a Bell Bondsman one more time, and that'll be it.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Right. Talking about the faith of God. Is he able to do in jail what he does out here? Yes. He did. Bars don't stop him. The anointing moves in the prison, in the jails. I mean, it moves in the tombs and raises the dead. The anointing.
Amen.
Brought Lazarus out of that tomb.
Yep.
And then he had grave clothes on him. There's a whole sermon in there. See, we get born again, we still got some grave clothes.
Yep.
And then Jesus. I mean, they said, take the grave clothes off. Just do the, and you know what, praise God? I mean, that's the way it is with us. Unbelief and fear and doubt and worry and all that stuff has to go as us being Christians. Hallelujah. You know, faith, fear comes the same way faith does?
Yep.
By hearing,
yep.
Thinking, imagining. I used to be scared of tornadoes, and I'm telling you, I speak to them over yonder in the ocean now. When a hurricane starts over, it's going to go around, come around Alabama. Boy, I'm telling you, I used to watch that, my sideburns would burn. Fear. I mean, fear. You know why? Because I had an experience. They called the road that I lived on Tornado Alley. everybody down through there, this is just tornado alley. And every time, I mean, a tornado come through, twice a year, calling tornado alley. I didn't realize it then, man. And so we're there, and sure enough, tornado alley. It comes through there, took the pump house off, throwed it on my dad's truck, and my brother-in-law's, they're there, and it took a big block building and took it to the ground, and they're holding the doors, and the rug comes up. The tornado's about to take the house. I'm in the house. They're holding the door, man, and it blows him, and he slides. And I'm like, oh, man, the tornado's coming in. Takes the Kesters up there. They lived in a trailer, slung one through the barbed wire fence down through there. One just stayed asleep and covered his head up, took the bed out and set it on the ground. And he slept through the whole thing. So that experience created fear in me from that moment until I got born again. And then it worked a little bit after I got born again when I run from it. I'm not just talking about that natural. I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about fear was driving me to doubt God, to not believe that God could take care of me. James Spann told me one was coming. I told Teresa, let's go see Elvis's house. We packed up, boy. We took off. We got in that car, Matt. I'm running from that storm. And I'm telling Tricia, we're going, you see, Elvis' castle stuff up there, man. Let's go to Tennessee. But I'm really running from the storm because it's headed straight to us. And so I convinced Tricia. Yeah, okay. So we load up. Oh, we're on our little happy way. I'm thinking, I'm dodging that bullet. Wasn't listening to the weather in the morning. I'm happy, Mac. I'm happy. That sucker turned and went to Nashville and met me up there. The same storm. It changed directions. I believe it was following me. I believe I was caught it.
Come on, puppy, puppy, puppy.
Lucky God, I drove right into that bird. Right in the same storm that I was running from. And you know what I learned from that? I thought, but God, I can't run. I can't go out of state. It follows me. Fear drawed that to me. It drawed it. It calls things to you. Fear is like a magnet for the kingdom of darkness. So now I speak to him out in the ocean. When Nikki starts this way, Nikki gets spoke down. I shoot him down. Bible said the life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I speak death to Nikki over yonder in the Bahamas or wherever it's at. There ain't no distance in the spirit realm. I mean, the anointing moves instantly when you enforce it. He says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The Word will be your shield and buckler. Go ahead, man. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall you receive the reward of the wicked. Go ahead, man. Because, this is why. Because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Your meditation, your concentration, hallelujah. You're leaning on Him, waiting on Him, just like I preached Wednesday night. Waiting on the Lord. Well, just transitioning my own business now. I'm being put under a lot of pressure. They say I'm going to get the door, then I tell the people that I don't get the door. They done been waiting on the door a long time. That might seem like a little simple thing to you, but now I got to call back, and they're already upset because they've been waiting so long, and you know, and all of that stuff. So I have to watch fear, that fear don't motivate me in the choices or my words that I speak. Let my yes be yes, and my no be no. The way it is the way it is. And trust God that no weapons formed against me will prosper. Trust God that he'll work all things. That's his dwelling place he's talking about. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague, COVID, flu, whatever, shall come nigh your dwelling.
Bless him, Lord. That's right.
Then you take that as medicine right there. You take that as a shot. Right.
Well, you just all over talk about that COVID all the time.
Yeah, and you're tired of hearing it, ain't you? Well, get up and fight it.
Come on.
I'm not tired of speaking about the Word of God. I am about people having safety in their lives. A shield of faith that quenches all of those sickness and disease, drives it out of our bodies, hallelujah. I mean, I'm just listening to a preacher this morning that he blowed out a disc in his back. God told him to walk and hit in hell. Blow the disc out in his back. Rupture the disc in his back. He looked it up and seen what it was, and he said, he started speaking to it. He said, I'll never have surgery. He's totally healed today of that. Didn't have surgery or nothing. He spoke to a ruptured disc, and that disc had to line up with God's word. And he tells about just be obedient to the Lord. Just speak. And I thought, God, I've got to speak to my lungs and my heart and my back and my bones and all that all the time. Hallelujah. Got some sinus problems now. I thought you had faith. I do.
Come on.
I'm already healed. Well, why ain't it gone? It's leaving. It's just trying to take its time. But I'm endurance. I got some endurance. Remember, count it all joy. And he says, let patience have her perfect work. Right? Let endurance have its work. That I'll be entire, lacking nothing. I won't like that. Doctor's done all they can do for it. Yeah, we just got to live with it. Not me. You can have it. Just take it. Call it off of me. God put it on me instead of them. He won't do it. He can't. Now the devil will. Just let me have that. I heard the head surgeon from somebody one time. They said, Lord, just put it on me and take it off of them. I said, you better shut that up.
Yeah.
I said, the Lord ain't going to do that. I said, but the devil's hearing you, man. You calling that thing. I said, you, why don't you just go ahead and rebuke it off of them instead of trying to take it on yourself?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, you know, let the things that are coming your way push you into the things of God. Let the pressures of this world ain't going to get no better. I mean, it's not. It's not promised us in the Bible. I mean, times are going to get harder and harder as the time of Jesus draws near. People are going to be lovers of their own self, proud, blasphemers. I mean, unthankful, you know, unthankful for anything. But the church is supposed to be walking in the thankfulness and the power of God and the anointing. And our light is shining out there to show them the way of peace is Jesus.
Right.
And walking with Jesus, praise God. So I want to encourage you. You are a light shining. Just don't let it go out.
That's right.
Just keep it burning. Keep pumped up.
Amen.
Keep yourself encouraged in the Lord, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just thank you today, Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your